USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken landed in Israel on Tuesday, the first stop of his trip to the Middle East since assuming office. State Department officials say because the chances are low in reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the visit will focus on stabilizing the Gaza ceasefire and start discussions on humanitarian aid and reconstruction. The White House is touting a major satellite program that administration officials say will reveal vital information about climate change and extreme weather events. It's called Earth System Observatory. The program consists of at least five satellites to be launched through 2029 that will enhance or, in some cases, revolutionize the capabilities of the space agency's existing fleet of Earth-observing satellites. SpaceX fired up a Falcon 9 rocket Monday on its launch pad at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, running the launcher through a pre-flight checkout and clearing a hurdle before liftoff Wednesday with the next batch of Starlink Internet satellites. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.